I'm sure every parent has had that horrible feeling that arises when you have to correct your own children for the sins that you yourself are guilty of. You feel such a hypocrite, don't you? And that's accentuated even more when you, as a preacher, have to preach against the very sins that you feel so guilty of yourself. Actually, the result often is that parents don't correct their children for these sins, and preachers don't correct their congregations because they themselves feel so guilty. But we must not let our own sinfulness compromise our own faithfulness to the Word of God, whether as parents or as preachers. And our best example of that is the Apostle Peter. When you think of the Apostle Peter, what do you think of? You think of the sin of denying the Lord, don't you? And yet, what's the sin that he preaches against in his second sermon after the resurrection? Well, you think, well, any sin apart from denying the Lord, surely. And yet, it's the very sin he preaches on. That's chapter 3. And verse 13 and 14, twice he says to the Jews, "You denied the Lord Jesus. You denied the Lord Jesus." Using exactly the same word, Peter teaches us that we must not let our own sinfulness compromise our faithfulness.